The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. The last Premier League weekend of the season. Can you believe it? Still got the FA Cup final and the Champions League final to come. But Ron Atkinson, Robbie Savage and Derek McGovern have convened to have a look at these final fixtures. You all well?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Kind of hoping that it's going to be a bit more exciting than it looks like. Obviously, Manchester City in pole position, 1-50 to win the title with William Hill. Liverpool 12-1. Obviously, no doubt you all know it needs a huge swing round and a massive surprise. Let's do the TV games first. There are three of them, actually. Man City being the first of them for us. All kicking off at 3 p.m. on Sunday. 1-6 to beat West Ham. 14-1 the price for the Hammers, and 6-1 the price for the draw. Generally, Ron, West Ham don't have an awful lot of luck against Man City. The interesting thing in midweek was that they were all about, we're going to win this game. There's no mention of it being a draw. They want to go out and win it, and win it comfortably. They don't want the QPR thing to happen again, do they?
They don't, but if you said to them now it's a draw, they'd take that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They would take
Although if it's a draw and West Ham are pushing in the last few minutes, they'd be a bit nervy, wouldn't they, I suppose?
Well, that always happens with City. Well, normally, yeah. You can't see too many ways in which West Ham are going to hold out, do you? Particularly with that hanging over them. I'm going to go for a comfortable City win.
It was a bit nervy against Villa, wasn't it? Will they get an early goal?
When you say it was a bit nervy, I mean, Villa with 12 defenders were making it very difficult. Yeah. They just kept playing and playing and playing until they eventually broke them down, didn't they?
Why did Villa set up like that, Ron? There's nothing to play for. Why go for a 0-0? What's the point? Why not go and try and win a game?
Well, I mean, if you look at Villa's record, you see why. In all fairness to them, I think they thought they were making a contribution to the integrity of the Premiership. And hey, for a long time, you know, you thought, could it be? Could they hang on for an hour? But when Silver all of a sudden started threading them passes through, getting his passes through, then, and I tell you, I nearly fell out of the seat laughing at the last goal. What an event that was.
It's all right, his goal, yeah.
Like Keystone Cups when they were chasing him.
Yeah, yeah,
but no. Getting back to the game, I'm going to go for City to win it to nothing.
Yeah, I'll get the price. The handicaps will be popular bets this weekend. -2 City goal, so a 3-goal victory or bigger is just odds against 21-20.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's -3?
-3 is priced up at 12-5.
I think it's either going to be really, really nervy, like it was against QPR, or they'll batter them 5-0. I think it's not going to be like a 2-0 or a 2-1. I think it'll be like a 1-1 or like a 0-0 going into like the second half, like it was against Villa the other night, or they'll blow them away early and then win about 5-0.
Yeah.
I'd go for the latter. I think it'll be a ridiculous... I think 4 or 5-0 City, I really do.
Right, yeah.
Because West Ham are poor.
4-0 City is 15-2. 5-0 City is 14-1.
4-0 City's a great bet, you know.
Yeah. Some of the goals... I mean, Negredo scored 2 in the 3-0 win over them in the League Cup, and then they beat them 6-0, I remember, as well, in the League Cup.
His last goals, by the way.
It might have been.
I don't think he scored since then, you know.
He scored 5 against them in total, and in the
who?
Negredo scored a hat trick against them in the 6-0 win.
It's amazing to think this is, you know, one of the reasons why City will win the league is because Jekyll was third choice striker at the start of the season. Now he's first choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's 1-2 to score.
26 goals.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
1-2 to score he is, Dzeko. 8-13, Negredo. Torre, probably the value bet of all of them, 5-6, and he's the headline offer as well. Torre to score and City to win is 6-4. Torre to score first and Man City to win is 5-1, by the way. Obviously, he's still got a chance of chasing down Frank Lampard.
What does the Muppet need to go ahead of me?
Ron, I wouldn't stand for that.
No, I was just going to say.
Not you, Ronald. Hey. You're brilliant.
I've got the computer out trying to work.
No, Ronald, not you, mate. You're a legend. It's just that Muppet.
I haven't even entered the competition this year. I've just been picking winners.
Listen,
for you
we
two.
All know who you mean. We all know
I think
who I mean.
It's £42.50?
Uh-huh. Right, so let Derek have the first bet. He's going to have to go for the 5-1, isn't he?
We're going to do it at the end like normal. Like, right. You can't wait, can you, Robin?
Well, so bet like a pro, bet like a Muppet.
Derek, what are you thinking on this game?
Well, I mean, City wants a six and they should win, but we said the same a couple of years ago, didn't we, against QPR?
I know, but
how nervy was that? Every fan in the country thinks City got the title nailed, apart from Man City fans who are absolutely bricking it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as cut and dried as everybody's saying. And I wouldn't be backing City at 1-6, to be honest, given their capacity for nerves and for cocking things up. Especially when a draw will do them. And remember, West Ham are notorious party poopers, aren't they? Especially if it's West Ham holding the party. I mean, they've wrecked more parties than Robbie has in the last few years. I'm going to go for West Ham with a start here, because I think City will be... If it gets 0-0, you know, like it did against Villa, 0-0 late on, the nerves are going to go.
They scored four goals, you clown.
Yeah, later, we had 0-0 late on. I didn't say they didn't win the game. I was watching the game.
0-0 late on, they scored four.
Yes, I know they won the game, but it was 0-0 till late on.
No, then it's called four.
Can hear an echo of a Muppet on the other line, eh? Can you?
Are we kind of edging towards draw at half-time, full-time Man City?
I'm edging towards West Ham with a start. I think it's around almost 2-1 with a two-goal start, West Ham, and that's what I'm going for.
It's 8-5, yeah. West Ham plus two goals, so you get a Man City one-goal win, a draw or a West Ham win on your side there, 8-5. The Man City to win the game, but to be drawing at half-time, like they did against Villa, is 15-4. So it is one of those, isn't it? If it's nervy till half time, then you think that's the way the game's going to pan out. Then, well, no one's mentioned Andy Carroll. I mean, 7-2 any time. Could it happen, Ron? I mean, you like those kind of silly daft ones where, you know.
No, I'm not that daft.
Okay. Fair play.
He could do more for Liverpool in a West Ham shirt than he ever did in a red shirt.
Yeah. 40-1 for him to score and West Ham to win. That would be it should be a bit bigger than that, I think.
Oh, hang on a bit.
40-1. I was wondering, Ron.
Won't be enough, Ron.
That probably would, right?
That might be a consideration.
The Welsh star will still be out here.
That might be a consideration. I might have to look at that.
Comfortable wins for you and Robbie, and a bit more, a tight one. West Ham plus two goals for Derek. West Ham plus three goals, by the way, is 8-13. So you even get a Man City two goal victory on your side in that one, which might tempt a few people in. You never know. Liverpool are also on the telly at the same time. It's 2-9 for them to beat Newcastle at home. 5-1 the draw. And Newcastle are 11-1. Obviously, Newcastle's season's petered out spectacularly, hasn't it? And well worth looking at them the start of next year. You wonder how they'll carry on, especially if they lose Remy. Did win the last game, 3-0 at home to Cardiff, and that stopped a run of six successive defeats, Robbie. I'm sure by now the Liverpool players, they've had the player of the year evening and all the rest of it. I'm sure they've kind of like got used to the disappointment. They've kind of given up the ghost. Surely go out here and try and entertain the fans and have a last hurrah.
I think they'll beat Newcastle. Newcastle are very, very poor. Big season for Newcastle next year, as you say, if they can keep Remy, but if they lose him, he's really fearful for them. What could happen to him next year? But Liverpool to win. I just can't believe that 3-0 up away from home. Ron, do you think that this should be the captain or the manager? The manager should say, listen, don't go gung-ho now, but the captain should surely have a bit of...
At 3-0, you thought, go on, try and get another one, try and get another two. As soon as they scored, it's game over in that respect. They're not going to catch them on goal difference. And Stephen Gerrard is the best English midfield player. Maybe Scholes would vie with that since Brian Robson. I think he's, he's one of my favourite all-time players. But I'm looking at that, and I'm just wondering now, as a captain, whether he should have been saying, like, the right-back's playing like a right-winger.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in the box, and I thought he should.
Well, Gerrard was for the corner, he was in the box.
And I'm going, why doesn't he get hold of Johnson and say, you stay there.
I think you should be the captain, mate.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. You stay there, you tuck in here, you get in here, and we sit in there and we go, right.
Yeah.
All right, we win the game 3-1.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't lose it anymore. Now, maybe the manager gets instructions onto him, but sometimes as a captain, you go, hey, get in there and do your job.
Yeah.
Your job is to make sure that Balassi don't start running one length of the field to the other. Right, we set that. We win the game 3-1, or 3-2 even, but we win it, and we're still in the hunt.
Yeah.
I just think they all got carried up. It's been, even if you go back on a silly little thing, and in a way it was great, you know when they turned up for the Chelsea game, Derek, You know, and the fans lined it as if it was like according the champions, wasn't it? Like, you know, they were lined up.
Ron, just before you start there, listen, we're talking tactically now. Leave Derek out of the equation.
No. You know what? I'm taking a risk even talking to you. The risk of passive stupidity.
No, you know what I'm saying, Derek. It was all like the emotional thing, all this, all that, and all, you know. And I just wonder whether. Even that last 20 minutes, they've still got caught up in all that.
Mm. Yeah.
Where instead of thinking a bit clearly, and it, you know, when you go into the sound of the trumpets and they were flying at them and all that, sometimes it's hard to put a brake on and say, right.
Well, that's it, Ron. They believe that the Chelsea game and the Palace game, they believe their own publicity, Liverpool. I mean, if Rodgers had the same two games 5 years from now, the same situation, he would play for a draw against Chelsea when he realised how Chelsea was setting up. Mm. And in the Palace game, he would have shut up shop at 3-0 or definitely 3-1.
Derek, I'll disagree with that on one thing. I don't think Liverpool are capable with their defence of playing for a draw. Mm. Anyway, that's getting away from me. I just felt, and you know, I made the same observation that Robbie's just said. I think maybe the manager should have been doing more about it and screaming. But I also think the man on the field, your captain, I spoke with somebody yesterday. He's a mate of Steven Gerrard's. I've never met Gerrard, so I don't know. I said, is he particularly vocal or whatever on the field? Because he didn't look it. He didn't look as if he leads by example. He drives the game. He does as his own player. He's phenomenal.
What would Robertson have done, Ron?
Robert would have gone, hey, you get there and kick him. He'd have kicked somebody.
Yeah.
I know. He'd have halted the game or broke
the game.
Who was
the captain at West Brom?
John Wilde.
Well, he'd have the same, would he?
He'd have kicked Robson. he'd have said to Ali Robertson, who was also very, very hard, chip him over in our volume.
And who was this, Sheffield Wednesday? Was it John Sheridan?
No, Nigel Pearson.
Nigel Pearson, was it?
Who the lot was the best. Nigel Pearson was the best captain.
Really?
Oh,
better than Robbo?
Oh, great captain.
Really?
Oh, great captain. He weren't the best player.
Was he better than Robbo as a captain?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? Phenomenal captain.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's why I think he's... I'm not surprised he's doing well as a manager. Mm. And I just wonder whether, because the whole thing, there's been so much goodwill and outpouring and emotion for Liverpool, I just wonder whether they've actually got caught up with it. And, I mean, he started back... You know, when they first... You know, danger signs come on the field. There was a few balls played into Sturridge, and he started trying back-heel 1-2s.
Yeah.
And they got cut out, and I'm thinking, hang on, you're 3-0 up, and all right, it's not showboat time yet. But it depends what they learn from that, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose that is the thing, isn't it? You know, it's easy for us all to comment from afar. It's the first time Brendan Rodgers has ever been in the situation. Gerrard obviously been in big situations before, but a lot of those other players, you know, a bit wet behind the ears and defensively, a little bit fragile.
Hey, it's not a criticism of Gerrard, because I think him and Suarez have dragged the rest of them along.
Mm. If Carragher had been playing at the back, someone with a bit more seniority, they probably would have...
Yeah.
Might have shut up. What about this game then, Ron? What do you think will happen? Liverpool kind of revert back to type or not?
You would think so. Mm. You would think they'll win it just to give the crowd a send-off. Just in case something does go wrong in the other match, which you don't think it will happen. But, you know, it'd be... In fact, when you were talking earlier, I was just thinking, what sort of price would there be for both teams to lose?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, that'd be... With the sort of way that season's gone...
It would be 179-1.
Hang on a bit.
Wouldn't be enough, Ron.
Yeah, so this is the highest scoring Premier League game ever, isn't it? 126 goals in this match over the course of the 39 Barclays Premier League meetings between them. Never been a goalless draw, so we can count that out, I guess.
It might be the commentator's curse there.
22-1 for a 0-0.
How much?
22-1 for a 0-0.
That's the biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, Suarez to score first and Liverpool to win 3-1. Got 31 Premier League goals, of course. Needs one more to set a standalone record for 38 games.
To score and Liverpool to win.
Score first and Liverpool to win 3-1.
Cool.
Gerrard to score and Liverpool to win 6-4. And Remy to score and Newcastle to win, which could be his farewell, 28-1.
How does that work out? 6-4, 3-1 Suarez.
That's first,
6-4 Gerrard.
Yeah, Gerrard's any time.
Oh, any time. So, yeah. Oh, go on, yeah.
Yeah, so where are we going then?
I'm going to go for a Liverpool win. I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt and they'll give the fans something to go home with. 3-0.
15-2.
Yeah, 3-0, and we're on.
Yeah. Derek. I mean, the Liverpool fans that I've seen and spoken to are actually being quite, you know, philosophical about the whole thing, and they're thinking, yeah, right, we had a great chance, but give us second place before the start of the season, la la la, and all the rest
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, they've had a
the atmosphere will be brilliant, won't it?
Yeah, well, it might not be this weekend. I know it's a final game, and it should be, and they've had a great season. But, you know, if news comes through that City are pacing West Ham, I mean, it will fall flat very quickly, and that's why I don't really want to be backing them at 1-6, 1-7. They should win. Newcastle have down tools and got their flip-flops on, haven't they, a long time ago, with the emphasis on tools and also on flip-flops. I can't back a team at 1-6 knowing that, you know, halfway through, it might not matter to them. I'm going to go for Newcastle with a start here again. I think it's going to be one of those games. I think it's going to be a low-key atmosphere at Anfield, surprisingly, for the last game of the season. Newcastle with a 2-goal start for me. Around about 7-4, I think it is, Lee.
Check the viewing figures of the City and Liverpool game, then check them for Tottenham Villa, which is also on the TV. 8-15 Tottenham, the draw 11-4. Aston Villa are priced up at 6-1. Tottenham are in sixth position. Which will get them a Europa League place, of course. Everton can't be caught by them. Man United could leapfrog Tottenham. If Tottenham to lose and Man United win, then Man United get Europa League. I don't know how much people want Europa League, Robbie. What do you think? You've been saying for a few weeks now that, you know,
you win the Europa League next year, you win the Champions League, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So, you think it'd be more impetus to get them this time?
So the bottom line is Tottenham aren't going to win the Premier League, right?
True.
They're not going to win the Premier League. So what options have they got winning the trophy? They're never going to win the Premier League. So the options are the Capital One Cup, the FA Cup, or if they get in the Europa League, the Europa League, and that gives them a chance to get the Champions League. Yeah. So why not go for it? Because you're not going to win the Premier League.
I just wonder, because of Liverpool's example, I wonder if more clubs will be like... Whoa.
Yeah, but Liverpool have got top players.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Spurs haven't.
Mm, yeah. And they shouldn't, you know, last game of the season at White Hart Lane, they shouldn't have any trouble beating this Villa side, who look to have been happy with their lot, really, aren't they?
Say again?
Tottenham should beat Villa.
Well, Tottenham will beat Villa, yeah, easy.
8-15.
Yeah, 2-0. An easy
2-0. 2-0 is 15-2. Eriksen to score and Tottenham to win 7-2. Villa don't look like they've got a lot left, do they, Ron? And neither should they have. They're safe, and that'll do them for this season, won't it?
It will, aye. Theoretically, he shouldn't have a prayer. Yeah. He shouldn't have a prayer going there. And I don't think they have. I'm just trying to think the best way of playing it for Tottenham. Tottenham, yeah, comfortable Tottenham. I'd see Tottenham winning to nothing. 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0, the same as Robbie. The win to nil, by the way, or Tottenham, the only team to score, 17-10. Not a bad bet, Derek, actually, is it?
Well, I think Villa showed a bit more life in their last game than Tottenham did. Tottenham were diabolical against West Ham, and I disagree with Robbie. Surprise, surprise. I don't think Tottenham will want to be in the Europa League at all, because you want to get in the Champions League by winning the Europa League, but the best chance is by finishing in the top four.
But they won't, though.
You know, so
they won't finish in the top four.
Well, there's half a chance.
They won't. I'll have another bet with you.
I'm pretty sure you said the same about Liverpool at the start of this season, but there we go.
Can we read out
the pre-season? In fact, Robbie, have a listen to this, your pre-season tips.
After we've finished all right.
You are the football punditry, what you wear to football playing.
Robbie, shut up. You've opened a can of worms.
it's got Derek's name on the front of it.
I'm going to have a conspiracy theory here. I'm going to say that Tottenham and in a later game Man United are not going to be wanting to win, because they don't want to make the Europa League. And I'm going to go for a big price double on Villa to win at Tottenham, and later on Southampton to beat Man United.
Right, yeah, nice, I like it. We all given our thoughts.
Was it the office party last night, Derek?
Let's do that one now. Then. Derek's already done it. Southampton versus Manchester United, 13-8 the Saints, 21-10 the draw, and Man United 9-5. Derek, we've just heard what Derek thinks about it. Derek going for Southampton to win that one at 13-8. Ron, they found a new hero, Man United. I wonder if we'll see him again, or we'll next see him, you know, playing for Rochdale in a different division and for the B team.
What's the price Man United to win and him to get a hat-trick?
Wow. Let's have a look. I don't think we can put that together, but I can give you the prices for a hat-trick. Hat-trick for... don't tell me they haven't put him in the list. Surely he must be in the list. He's not even in the list. James Wilson's not. How is he not in the list after scoring in midweek? Now, it's a bit of a, I think that's a bit of an error. I'll try and find a price while we're chatting.
Okay.
It took James Wilson to score. Yeah, they've got Van Persie, Rooney, Hernandez, Welbeck, but I'll find out for that one. You think Man United will win this, do you, Ron?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, funnily enough, I think it's one you would have to look at the team first.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you couldn't have predicted the team that played the other night for a start, could you?
No, that's true.
So I think you'd have to try and find out the team first. You just mentioned a few there. I mean, will Van Persie want a game just to keep him in shape, just to tick over for the World Cup, you know? Got a hat-trick there, didn't he? Was it last year? He got a hat-trick, didn't he? It was a game that puts... They were getting beaten 2-0.
Yeah, he got three.
And Scholes came on and changed the course of the game.
Yeah, he got a hat-trick, yeah. If they were 2-1 down, and he scored in the 87th and 90th minutes.
Yeah.
Van Persie. Yeah.
I would fancy United, dependent on the team lineup. You know, if some of the big hitters are playing, I'd fancy United, but I'd try and get hold of the team first, see what's occurring with that.
Yeah. Robbie, which way do you think this one goes?
I'm going to Southampton.
Yeah.
I think Southampton 2-1.
I'll get the price for that one. That's 17-2.
Remember, by the way, last season, the last game of the season, Man United 5-5. There's always a freak scoreline on the final day of the season, you know, and this could be it. Southampton v Man United. Man United could even win.
Yeah. James Wilson, you're looking at a price any time for him around the 2-1 mark. I'm just going to look for a price for him to score a hat trick in the game. That's not a bad price though on the any time prices comparing to the others. You're looking at about 40-1 for a hat trick, Ron.
Have they got a win or just him?
No, that's just him to score a hat trick.
You've got to name the minutes as well, Ron, for you to overhaul us.
Well, he's a slow starter.
So Southampton for you, Robbie. Southampton for Derek, and Man U for you with James Wilson getting three.
Yeah.
Fulham versus Crystal Palace next. 13-8 Fulham. Crystal Palace 9-5. 21-10. The price for the draw. Fulham, of course, relegated, and Palace. The manager may be on the verge of picking up the LMA Manager of the Year award. He's a favourite with William Hill, 8-11. We know. I think Ron's told us a week ago that he put him top of his list. That the bookies agree with you, Ron.
Well, yeah, but do you know what? And that when I thought about it today, yeah, I think Pulis and
Gus Poyet's got to be up there.
Well, that's what you know what? He's come from nowhere, hasn't he?
Mm.
And then when you look at it, you think, well, hang on a minute, he's nearly done as good. And he's got to a final.
Yeah, he had 1 point from 7 games when he took over.
Yeah.
And they were bottom of Christmas, only the second team to survive from bottom of Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, by the way, I think he's done brilliant there. It might be a little bit of an oversight, that, to be fair, particularly bearing in mind I went to a cup final as well.
Is it the time of the year as well, Ron? I mean, you know, the vote's cast a few weeks ago, wasn't it? So, I mean, if the vote was cast now, he might have a chance. I mean, he's 20-1.
Yeah.
Pulis is 4-9. I mean, you know, on the face of it, if you didn't know that the votes had been cast, you'd be on the 20-1, wouldn't you?
The votes have virtually gone in anyway, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When's the closing date for it, Ron? Is it already passed?
Yeah. Well, there won't be many. There won't be many putting in now.
No,
most of them would have gone in a week or two back.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, then Brendan Rodgers would have been very much the flavour.
How can Tony tell me? I just don't get it. How can Tony Pulis be favourite? I don't get it. Really, don't get it. But when Rodgers has bridged that gap from seventh, and on the last day of the season they could win the league, and he hasn't spent that much money, the players he's got there has improved on the training pitch, so. How can he not win it?
He's got a possibility of winning it.
He should win it. It's ridiculous.
It work like that, Robbie. I mean, I think there's a bigger surprise. If we'd have been talking round about Christmas of Liverpool being a top four side or Crystal Palace staying up.
Before the start of the season, if you'd have said Liverpool would, on the last day of the season, would have a chance of winning the league, you'd have said, are you mad?
Yeah, hey, they've overachieved. Definitely overachieved. Crystal Palace have massively overachieved.
Well, I think Liverpool have exceeded Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, I'll tell you what, and Liverpool have had a phenomenal run since
Here's
Christmas.
One for you, then. I'll tell you what, then.
Pardon?
Here's one for you, right? People say how well Tony Pulis done, right? Mark Hughes is not the manager of the year, right? Let's get that straight, right? Mark Hughes, when Tony Pulis took over Crystal Palace, right, Stoke was 6 points above him, right?
Yeah. They're now, Stoke are still 3 points above them. Stoke have finished ninth, right? Never finished in the top half before. How is he manager of the year, not Brendan Rodgers? Because people might say, well, Mark Hughes got three. Do you mean he's took Stoke to ninth? And Tony Pulis, since he took over from Crystal Palace, has only got three more points than Mark Hughes.
When Tony Pulis
and spent more money.
Brendan Rodgers has moved his team up five positions from last season. Tony Pulis has moved his team up, whatever they finish, he's moved up about 15 places, hasn't he?
Yeah, Rodney, I mean, God, you can't give a manager of the year award for that, can you?
No.
I mean, Pulis, Brendan Rodgers, he shouldn't be manager of the year.
Let me tell you, the day before Tony Pulis took over at Crystal Palace, if we'd have been having the same conversation, there's not one person in this room.
Same as Liverpool, if Liverpool could win the league.
Well, and the same as Sunderland, I suppose, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. We offered Liverpool win the league, you said no chance.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What they work on is who they think has achieved the most with the least resources.
If memory serves, it always goes to the league title winner.
No, this one, Derek.
David Moyes has won it three times.
Alan Pardew won it, didn't he?
Steve Copper won it back to back a few years ago. I mean, Ferguson won it last year, and Ferguson won it when they won the 12th Premier League title.
Alan Pardew.
Yeah, that was the same year that Alex Ferguson had a real big milestone in terms of how many games. Was it 2000 or something?
It has to be Brendan Rodgers. It has to. It's ridiculous.
Pellegrini? He's going to win the title and the league.
Yeah,
Cup.
But he should. Mate, that he should with a wage budget.
Yeah,
maybe the highest paid team in the world.
Yeah.
Rodgers shouldn't be manager of the season. He should be manager of every season. I mean, for what he's done this season, it's just, and for him not to win it. I'll tell you how, it will be even worse than the decision to give it to George Burley when Houllier won the treble. And he gave it to George Burley for taking Ipswich to
2001. That's right. Yeah.
it'll make more of a nonsense of the vote.
Yeah.
This season, if Rodgers doesn't win it.
Yeah, let's not get onto the FA Commission.
Yeah, no, we haven't got time.
Hey, there's nothing to say Rodgers won't win it.
No, there isn't. Hey, Ron, how much does it go by? You know, this is managers from all the divisions and obviously former managers as well. How much does it go on likability?
Massively.
Do you think, Ron?
Well, I like Brendan Rodgers as much as I like Tony Pulis.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Ron, can I just ask, as a punter now, Ron, listening to you, you probably speak to ex-managers and people who have the vote. Who have they gone for? Can you give us an idea?
It's split. I see Harry Redknapp's gone for Tony Pulis. Don't get me wrong. I think if we'd have known about this if this was a few weeks later, I'm pretty sure Gus Poyet would have figured bigger, much bigger than what we're talking about.
If the vote was now, right, which is, it's ridiculous. Listen, I just think it's a shambles anyway. The PFA Player of the Year gets announced when the season's not over. Things like Sterling, then you got Sterling who had a great season. For me, he should have been Young Player of the Year if it had been on the whole season. But as I'd had a good first half, the vote goes in February, so he wins it. Now you got the Manager of the Year. Look what Gus Poyet had done. The vote goes in 2 weeks ago. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
in the modern technology now, surely you could have an email, bang, last day of the season, do it, and you could announce the vote on the Tuesday.
Well, you could, but I mean, this is the same with all the categories, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Managers, people like Ron don't know you how to use email.
You can put a man on the moon, and you can't get a vote. Who's your vote for now, Ron?
Pulis.
Ron, you know when you said before it's split? Is it split between Pulis and Rodgers? Is that what you're saying?
I would think so.
Yeah. 3-1 Rodgers, 4-9 Pulis with Hills.
And by the way, you know, we're talking about money and how much people have spent. Part of being a manager is spending money wisely, isn't it? And bringing players in and making them gel into a squad. You know,
well done, Lee.
We have to leave. We're nearly already over our time limit. Yeah. We've only done three games.
It was a game crap anyway.
We'll race through them. Fulham versus Crystal Palace then. Crystal Palace for you, Robbie, 9-5. Ron, you know, they're still buoyant, aren't they, Palace? And Fulham, you know, they're facing.
I'll tell you what might be an interesting one, though. I was thinking of what price for the three relegated teams all to win?
Let's have a look at that. Cardiff, Norwich and Fulham, 90-1. Cardiff are 7-1 at home to Chelsea, 100-30 Norwich. Do you think that, Ron? Are you just trying to find a massive bet?
I'm trying to find a massive bet, but... you know, it wouldn't surprise me. In this one, once again, depending on what team he picks, he might, I mean, somebody might throw all the kids in the last game or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
If the sides are reasonable, I think Fulham might win this.
Okay. Derek?
I'm going for Palace, 9-5.
West Brom versus Stoke, a bit of a grudge match this one, a bit of something on it. 11-10 the Baggies, 9-4 the draw, and 13-5 the price for Stoke. Robbie's already mentioned how well Stoke have done this season, 10th, and could leapfrog Newcastle if they lose at Liverpool, and Stoke win this, of course. West Brom can still be caught on points, although the goal difference is minus 15 compared to minus 32 for Norwich, so they could stay up on goal difference. Weren't too clever, Derek, the other night, West Brom, in the first half. You can see Stoke going there and getting a result, can't you?
Yeah, well, they seem to be still at it, don't they? Yeah. Them and Palace, of the teams who should have nothing to play for, are still bang at it. Yeah, and I fancy Stoke. They've got a great record against West Brom anyway. I think they've won the last four at the Hawthorns, and 13-5. Yeah, the bogey team, yeah. I remember you mentioning that a few times. Yeah, the bogey team for me, 13-5.
Ron?
Yeah, I'm going to go Stoke.
And Robbie, do you think they'll get that that ninth position? Stoke?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. A win for you then, 13-5.
Win for Stoke, yeah.
Let's have a look at Sunderland versus Swansea. 13-10 Sunderland, 11-5 the draw, 11-5 the price for Swansea. Sunderland, of course, making this weekend a celebratory one for them by winning the week. And as we've already mentioned, we're talking about the Manager of the Year award. What a run. The draw against City, beating Chelsea, beat Cardiff at home, beat Man United away, beat West Brom. It wouldn't be a big surprise if they finished off with a win against Swansea. Gary Monk installed as the permanent manager, Robbie, so something to celebrate for them, I guess. But
Surprise, he's got the job full-time, yeah. 3 years. I'm surprised. I think the attraction of Swansea was Loudrup, the name of the manager, before that, Martinez. You could argue that Brendan Rodgers really wasn't a pull at Swansea. But I think latterly, the lame Loudrup, trying to trap players, they lose Boney, you know. I think it's a strange move, mate. Has he done that great to get a 3-year deal? I'm not so sure.
I can see what you mean by that. Yeah, he hasn't pulled up any trees, has he? But, you know, I suppose he's got them up to 13th, and they could finish in 12th position, I guess, Ron. Gary Monk's.
Yeah, it could do. I don't think they will. I think it'll be a little bit of carnival day at Sunderland. I tell you what, I was just looking at the other fixtures. Could almost be the biggest crowd of the day, couldn't it? Probably said, no, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll pack the stadium alight for that. But yeah. I think they'll win it.
Connor Wickham to score and Sunderland to win has been a nice bet for punters over the past few weeks, Derek. 3-1 again here.
I wouldn't put anybody off it. I mean, Sunderland, 4 wins and a draw in the last 5 matches. That's the same form as Man City, and they're at home to Swansea, and they're 13-10. Yeah, Sunderland for me.
Yeah, that's one in 3 of the last 4 wins. Wickham to score and Sunderland to win. He didn't score the winner in the Man United game, of course. Next up, let's have a quick look at Hull versus Everton. 14-5 Hull. The draw is 11-5, and Everton 21-20. Another team with a great season. They are in 5th position, Everton, and can't be caught because of goal difference. As for Hull, they've got a huge game around the corner. Ron, this is the kind of eternal question: do you rest players? Do you get players informed? Do players play for the places? How do you approach it as a manager with a cup final around the corner?
If I was Stevie Bruce, I'd look at my 3 best players, which would probably be Huddleston. But not any evidence. So last week home, I said Curtis Davis. Yeah. Oh, he was awful last week at Villa Park. Awful.
They had a real down day there, didn't they?
Well, he was. I tell you what, he got mullered. And whoever I consider my 3 key players, I'll leave them out.
Yeah. You can always obviously play his 2 big players, can't you?
Well, you can play the 2 front players because they're not. Because they're not. You talk about the risk of injury. You also want to avoid a possible sending off, don't you?
They've already got a few out as well at the minute, Hull.
He might have to leave the keeper out because McGregor's not fit yet, is he? Let's talk about him training.
No, I haven't got any more news than that.
You know, would you want to risk losing Harper for the with the final coming up? I don't know. I wouldn't have any complaints if Steve Bruce left a few what he considers his key players.
Yeah, Everton for you then?
I think Everton will win it. Yeah. I think Everton will win it.
Yeah. Actually, Robbie, when you look at the whole form, you'd be a bit worried. They lost 3-0 to Arsenal, drew 2-2 at Fulham, lost 3-1 at Villa, and 3-1 at Man United. They're shipping some goals all at the minute, aren't
they? Yeah, to be fair, they're not bothered now. They're safe in the league on FA Cup final to look forward to. I think Everton will win. Yeah. I think the players. I tell you what, I don't get Ron and Dell. Listen, you don't want to see anybody getting banned. David Myler's stamp on Yanazai.
Yeah.
How has he got away with that?
Because he's the FA Cup final.
I'm
it's crazy, isn't it?
But I'm glad he can play in the FA Cup final. But next season, if you do a similar thing, you're going to say, hang on, how does he get away with that?
Yeah.
No, Dell.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
No arguing with that.
And
mate,
there's some daft thing though. If the referee sees it and doesn't decide to take action, if he's seen it,
no, he's got. To, I don't know, but he's got to get.
There is a confusing thing there that if he's seen, if he hasn't seen it, it's a different kettle.
Yeah, but he's got to get done for that. He's got to get. So next year, if I was a manager, I'd say, hang on, show that video every time because that's a bad stamp. That he's left it there.
How does Mourinho get fined for what they term sarcasm?
I know.
How do you say something sarcastic and not? It's crazy, isn't it?
You know.
Hey, Derek's a good pundit.
No sarcasm at all. I noticed in your voice there, Rob. Thank you for that little.
Maybe a hint of irony, even.
Yeah. Can you?
Robbie's hairstyle is fantastic.
Derek talks sense. If he took that to a court of law or whatever, could they stand that up? I don't think they could they?
Probably. No, how do you can't prove it, can you? How
no.
would you prove it?
He just said nice things. I tell you what, Del, Ron was a good Man United manager. He was. There's only two been more successful.
Are you being sarcastic, Ron?
and they both got knighthoods.
yours is in the
Ronald, he's after the knighthoods. Sir Ronald.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Everton win for you then, Ron.
Yeah,
21-20, Derek. It's not bad for a team who are going to finish fifth.
Yeah, but you know the game last week. You know when Liverpool wants them to do them a favour and they didn't. Obviously, the play didn't do too bad, but the reaction of the fans tells you everything what you need to know about the bitter blues. A couple of days before that game, an Everton fan said to me, going on about the youth team at Everton. He said, "Have you ever seen our youth team?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, you will do on Saturday." anyway, they play like that. I'll go for Everton just. I think all aren't interested.
Norwich versus Arsenal is a penultimate game we'll look at. 100-30 Norwich, 12-5 the draw, 17-20 for Arsenal. Of course, we've also got the FA Cup round the corner, and boy, do they need to win that final. As for Norwich, wouldn't it just be like them to go and beat Arsenal and finish level on points with West Brom? Do Arsenal weaken down to that much of an extent, you think, Robbie, for the FA Cup final?
I don't really care. I don't think the Arsenal players or Norwich players care. I think he will weaken down because they are fourth and they can't finish third. So, I'll go with an Arsenal win.
Yeah. Ron, do you think the same? I mean, they've got a great record against Norwich, obviously. And even if they're weaken down, they've got some quality players in the ranks, haven't they?
Yeah, but I think, I think they'll leave people out in areas like, for arguments. I mean, I would have my bet again and see if it came off.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure he played Giroud.
No, no.
You know, I mean, he can't. I don't think he can run the risk of his only recognised striker not being available for the cup final. Mm. Once again, you'd have to get a semblance of what team they're putting out. Arsenal. Norwich will want to give it one last hurrah, I would think. Dependent on the team, I'd make that a proviso. Dependent on the team, if he plays, if you could get any sort of news that he's going to leave Giroud and one or two out, then and what's he going to do with his cup final goalie? That's going to be an interesting one as well, whether he's going to play Fabianski or Chesney.
Chesney, yeah.
I don't think he's wrong to play Chesney.
No, no.
Because Fabianski said he's going anyway.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, he's the one who's staying, isn't he?
He should play his best team.
Yeah.
He might even play Chesney on Saturday. Fabianski on Saturday.
Yeah. What do you think, Derek?
Well, they're away. you're back in a team with nothing to play for, an FA Cup final coming up, away from home, our odds on. Sorry, it just doesn't wash. You know what, I can see this game, you get some odd score lines on the final day, but I can see this game finishing a very low-scoring game, with nobody interested. In fact, I'm going to go for under 1.5 goals at a massive 9-2. That is a massive price.
Yeah, is that one each?
Nil-nil or 1-0.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, Norwich have scored, by the way, just 28 goals this season. That's only three teams have scored fewer than that. Sunderland got 26 in 05-06. Sunderland got 21 in 02-03. And the other one?
Derby.
Yeah, Derby, 20 in 07-08. Needed a stronger midfield. Yeah, Cardiff versus Chelsea is the final.
5 grand a week went down well, won't we?
Yeah, definitely. Cardiff versus Chelsea is the final game that we'll look at of the Premier League season. 7-1 Cardiff, 3-1 the draw, and 4-9 for Chelsea. Cardiff rock bottom of the Premier League. You just wonder if they can bookend their home performances. They beat Man City in the first home game of the season. Can they beat Chelsea in the last one, Derek?
Oh, well, that performance against Newcastle, I mean, that was just absolutely abysmal for, you know, they had to win, and it was awful. And I can't, even I worry about Chelsea. You never know with Mourinho. Will he finish third on purpose? Just to say to Abramovich, look how much we need strengthening finishing behind Liverpool. I mean, he could still go above Liverpool, couldn't he? I've got no idea about this game. But I'm going to go for Chelsea because Cardiff are that bad.
Can they finish above Chelsea?
Liverpool. Liverpool are in 81 points. Yeah, Chelsea 79.
Yeah, they get 82, can't they? Ron, what do you reckon?
I think Chelsea will win it. I think everything's gone at Cardiff. You know, they haven't even put up a spirited resistance, have they? You know, managers had no impact whatsoever. My view is that they stayed up with the previous manager, but I just think they'll... I don't even think they'll have enough about them to go out and just enjoy it and, you know, relax and try and win a game for the fans.
Mm.
I'd fancy Chelsea.
Yeah. Chelsea for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Bets of the week time then. Ron, basically, you need a bet of 50-1.
Or, what is it, minus what is it?
Or more. Do you really want me to say it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it? Minus £420.
That's 42. No one did ever win the league.
You're £42.50 ahead of Derek.
Which am I? What am I?
You're on plus £54.50. For the season. Who wants to go first?
Let me go first because Ron's out of it anyway.
Don't you kid yourself.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to jump in first. I'm going to go in the Norwich-Arsenal game at 9-2, under 1.5 goals at 9-2. So 0-0 or 1-0, 9-2.
So what's that, 4.5-1?
Yeah, that gives him 55 quid back.
Right.
And if you were to lose, you'd lose a tenner, obviously. So
what do I need? A Stevens?
Basically, if Derek's bet wins, or he's winning, let's say they're not at the same time, that would put him £13.50 ahead before your bet's even been struck.
So if I have an evens, then?
Yeah,
I win.
You'd win it. You'd win it with an even
money
bet.
Yeah. That's all right, then. Go on, then. Pick one, then. You can't just say, Ron, what are you having?
Ron, what's yours, then, Ron?
Are there any 50-1ers about?
Let's have a look here. Let me have a look. City 7-0 is 66-1, Ron.
Oh, I'll have that.
City 7-0.
Yeah. That's me.
So what, 6-0? What's
6-0?
28-1.
Oh,
that's the difference.
No. I'll go 7-0 City.
You got it. No, hey, that could happen.
Anything could happen.
I'll go 7-0 City. Well,
give me some evens then, Lee. What are the even ones?
Sunderland to beat Swansea is just over even.
Yeah, it's 13-10. Everton to beat Hull is 21-20. That's just over even money.
I do Everton to win at Hull.
Yeah, 21-20.
So if I do that, yeah.
If you both win your bets,
then you win. Right, I'll go Everton to be all.
Thank you very much, chaps.
Cheers.
It's been enjoyable. We'll be back for the FA Cup final, of course.
Yeah.
In the meantime, enjoy the weekend.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks a lot.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.